Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com. What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 505 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you've been listening to me for a while, you might notice that my voice is a little bit different, and that's because it is. I'm a little bit under the weather, but you know what? That's not stopping me. We got some episodes to record. So here we go. Let's keep going. All right, here's today's question from Jackie.
Hey, Pat, this is Jackie Bolin from JackieBolin.com. I have a question for you about hosting your own websites. And you know, when you're on something like Bluehost and you're signing up for a domain, you have the option of choosing privacy. And for that, you have to pay like something like $12 a year more. I'm wondering if you do that, is it worth the money? I have a bunch of domains and a bunch of websites, so it actually would add up to be a decent amount of money. So I'd appreciate your thoughts. Thanks very much.
Hey, Jackie, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. The domain privacy that you can get, which, yes, if you start on Bluehost and you get your domain there, they would ask you for that extra payment for that. If you get it on GoDaddy, it would ask you there. Wherever you get a domain, you can have the option of purchasing domain privacy, which means your address connected to your business or your website that you sign up with doesn't get shown. So if somebody were to look up in a who is search, which is a search essentially where you could look up all the information, like address, even phone number, email address for a person who owns a particular website, the domain privacy just makes it not happen. You know, they see other information related to the domain host, but not you. And I, of course, have that on a number of my websites, but here's my thoughts on it. If you have your home address, if you're a sole proprietor and you have your home address, I feel like it would definitely be worth it, especially if you have a site that is big and it gets a lot of people on it. I think it would be smart to do that. However, if you have a business and you don't mind your business address being out there, and it might actually be worth it because people might want to inquire about your website and you know, all that kind of stuff, then it's not necessary. I don't feel it's very necessary in that situation. And that could work out. For example, like me, a lot of my websites that I've built since starting Flindustries LLC, I haven't done domain privacy, especially for the smaller niche sites, which I know aren't going to be quite as popular. But for a lot of the larger ones, I still do it. But yes, you're absolutely right. It can get to a pretty large amount of money every year when you do that. But again, you have to ask yourself, you know, how important is it for you to have that information private? And if it is, then I would either consider, you know, paying for it, or you could also have a business so that you don't have to worry as much about it, and the address and the phone number is all your business address, your business phone number if you have one, and all that sort of stuff. Now, if you do get a lot of domains, you might actually benefit from going through a service like GoDaddy. And if you get a lot of domains, they actually have services that you could subscribe for every year that'll save you money on things like privacy and other tools and things related to website building. So just keep that in mind. GoDaddy is a great place to get domains, and it just takes a little bit to hook up that domain to your website. It does take a little bit longer, so if you're a beginner, you might just want to start on Bluehost. And yes, you can get new domains on Bluehost as well, but it's a little bit easier to set up. So you just kind of have to weigh the pros and cons there. And one trick that I learned from Noah Kagan is just look up 99-cent domains, GoDaddy, and I believe you can get a couple there depending on what those domains are. So check that out, and that'll save you some cash too. So Jackie, I hope that answers your question. Again, it's going to be up to you, but I would recommend going for privacy if it's your home address and your home information and all that stuff. If it's a business address, you could still do it, and you know, of course, it's a write-off when you think about it in that way, but it's not quite as important in my personal opinion. All right, Jackie, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And, you know, I hope I feel better soon, although the next few episodes you'll probably hear this voice because I do record in batches. But anyway, this quote to finish off the day, like we always do, is from somebody unknown, but I like it a lot. And that quote is, "I've never met a strong person with an easy past." Take care. Thanks so much for listening in, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.